We are learning Masechta Shavuos, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. It says in the Mishnah that Hoyu Shneim Chashudim, which means there was a guy who was Moedim Miksas, and he can't make a Shua. So he said, if someone's Chashud, so the Kenegdoi, in this case it would be the Malva, he makes the Shua. But let's say he's also a Chashud. So what's the Halacha? So it's Mechlekes the Mishnah. One man the Yomah says, Chazra Shua L'mekaymai. That's what Mandiyam says. We'll see what that means. And the other Mandiyam says, Yachloiku. Those are two Mandiyam. Hoyushneim, Chashudim, Chazra, Shulim, Kaimad, Rabbi Yasi, Rameyayim, Yachloiku. Mechlaik is what the halach is. Zach to Gemara. Omle Ravel or Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman, Hey Chitnan, what is your girsa? Who says Yachloiku? Because the halach is, the klal is, we pass like Rabbi Yasi over Rav Meir. So what is Rabbi Yasi's shita? Is he the one who says Chazra, Shulim, Kaimad, like the girsa of our Mishnah? Or he's the one who says Yachloiku. Omle Rav Rav Nachman. Hey Chitnan. Omle Lo Yadana. I don't know. Hilchus Amai. What's the halach? Omle Lo Yadana. I don't know. Itmar. Omle Rav Yasi Bar Miyemi Rav Nachman. Rav Yasi said B'Shem Rav Nachman. Rav Yasi Omer Yachloiku. Rav Yasi is the one who says Yachloiku. V'chein Tani Rav Zvid Bar Oisho Rav Yasi Omer Yachloiku. And the same thing Rav Zvid Bar Oisho says Rav Yasi is the one who says Yachloiku. Ike Damri Tani Rav Zvid Omer Rav Oisho. Rav Yasi Om Yachloiku, Om Rav Yasi Bar Minyamin, Rav Nachman Ovdo Yachloiku, Rav Nachman actually Paskin Yachloiku. So it comes out from these Itmars over here. In the first Itmar, Rav Yasi Bar Minyamin said over that Rav Nachman was Goyris, Rav Yasi Om Yachloiku. And if you the second, the Ikedamri, we see Rav Yasi Bar Minyamin says that Rav Nachman actually Paskin like Rav Yasi and Paskin Yachloiku. So the Tab Toisvis speaks out, Hilchos Samai, Omale Lo Yadana, look, Toysis, Vahadam Rim Basamach, Ovid Rav Nachman, Ovdo, Yachloiku, Zeh Achkach. Because they asked Rav Nachman, he said he doesn't know. So how could it be the story Yachloiku? So he said, Toysis, it must have been Achakach. Zok the Marsha, and the same thing over the first question. The first question was, what's Yigirsa? And we see in the Itmar that the Girsa was Yachloiku. So that also must have been afterwards. So why didn't Toysis speak that out? Zok the Marsha, that when it comes to like what the girsa is, there can be different amaroyim, but when it comes to a story, that already is like, the story is a story. And that's what bothered Tosfos. What do you mean? How can it be a story Yachloiku? If he said, no, the two things don't stem. So he said that, and that can't be Yachloiku amaroyim, if it's a story now, that's a little funny. Therefore Tosfos says that was afterwards, Akaponim, Rav Nachman Paskin Yachloiku. Now, we'll go back, what is the shita of the first shita? Chazar Shuvim Kaima, what does that mean exactly? Chazra Shvulim Kaima Lahichon Chazra. Where does it go back to? What's the halacha? Which means, again, we'll give the classic case of Moedim Miksas. We have a guy, so we'll call him. The first guy is the Malva, is Ruvain. Second guy is Shimon. Ruvain goes up to Shimon and says, you know, you took a loan of $1,000 from me last year. You owed me $1,000. He says, yeah, you're right. I paid up. I paid up $500 already. So the halacha is, he owes $500, obviously, because he agrees to that. And he has to swear on the $500 that he paid. That's the halacha. Explain the miksas. Now, let's say he's a choshud. He gambles, or he made a shua shekel once. So we don't let him make a shua. So then the right of the malva, Reuven, can make the shua. The problem is Reuven's also a choshud himself. What's the halacha now? So it says chazar shuv mekaymo. So what does that mean? Does he pay the $500 that he said he paid, or does not pay? Well, what's the halacha? What does it mean? Omrav. So shout what it means. Loich chazar. Amrav Ami, Rabbi Seinu Shabava Amru Chazra Shvua L'Sinai, which means that it goes back to the Shvua of Har Sinai on Le'Sigzal, and he's going to pay, and the Bez doesn't get involved to make Shimon pay his 500, even though he can't make a Shvua, we don't make him pay, but it's between him and Hashem. If he has a problem with Sigzal, he'll take care of it. If not. But Bezdin does not get involved. Chazar Shvua Shvua means is we throw it back at the Sinai's hand. We couldn't make him make a Shvua. What should we do? Chazar Shvua L'Sinai. Rabbi Seirin Shvua Eretz Yisrael Amru Chazar Shvua L'Mechuyiv Lo. And this is the cloud that we know that Metoich She'echol Shavu Mashalim. It goes back to the Moedim Miksas, and since he can't swear because he's a Choshud, he's going to pay that 500. He claimed he paid up 500, and we want him to swear about that he paid that 500. Lamaisa, since he can't make a Shua, he becomes Chayiv on that. Chazar Shvua L'Mechuyiv Lo means that Metoich She'echol Shavu Mashalim. So Rav Seirin Shvua Bavel say Chazar Shvua Sinai, Rav Seirin Shvua Eretz Yisrael say, Rabbein Eretz Yisrael say Chazar Shvua L'Mechuyiv Lo.
Nobody holds it.
The loyva can make shuah is a chashud. No one can make the shuah. There's two problems in the achronim. So there's two problems with a chashud. First of all, we don't let a chashud make a shuah. And even if he makes a shuah, it doesn't work. There's a local shuah arach. Let's say the guy made a shuah. We didn't know anything. And two edim come after and say, you know what? The guy was a chashud. The guy's a chashud. You didn't know. The guy's a chashud. The shuah doesn't work. So it doesn't even work. Even if he jumps ahead and makes a shuah, it doesn't work. So here, the shuah, what do you do? He can't prove himself anymore that he's potter. So the fear first man, the Yama, the mice, he said potter, he can't swear, he's potter, finish. But he said he paid. But if the second man, since he can't make a shua, he becomes chayef. That's the machlokes. So who's the Rabbi Seinu Shebavel, and who's the Rabbi Seinu Sheberet Yisrael? Omar Papa, Rabbi Seinu Shebavel, Rabbi Veshmuel. Who are our Rabbeim, our Shivas and Bavel? It's Rabbi and Shmuel. Rabbi Seinu Sheberet Yisrael, Rabbi Abba. So saying comes out, the Gemara is saying is like this, that the Rabbeim in Bavel, Rav Bishmuel in Bavel, they don't hold of Mataych. And Eretz Yisrael, they hold of Mataych. Rabbi Seinu Shiva Bavel, Rav Bishmuel. How do we know? The Tanah, I went to the Mishnah, Bechena Yisoyimim Leifruel Bishua. It says in our Mishnah that Yisoyimim that are coming collect, they have a star. They are the Yisoyimim of Reuven. Okay, they have a Yisoyimim of Reuven, and they go over to the Yisoyimim of Shimon. And they say, you know what? I have a star. Your father owes us money. The same have to make a shua that the father did not tell them anything that this thing was paid up. And we ask, who are these servants collecting from? I already gave you a hint already. But who are they collecting from? If they're going straight to Shimon himself, Shimon's still alive. Why should you have to make a shua? Avua and Shakal Shua, their father, Reuven, would collect without a shua. He has a star. So the Yisraelim have to make a shua? Makes no sense. Why? So why should the Yisraelim make a shua if their father could collect without a shua? The Yisraelim collecting from the Yisraelim, they only collect with a shua. No, times like this, that if the father would go over to the Leiva with a star, you have to pay, right? And if he wants, he can tie a parati and he can start an argument. But if he walks to the star, you have to pay. So you don't take a shua. So now the Yisraelim come and correct the father. Why should he make a shua? Why should Yisraelim be worse than the father? They don't know. They have a star. They don't have to know anything. They have a star. Star of my body. They have a star. There's no question about it. There's a full star. There's a regular note here. It says you owe me money. So why do you have to make a shua? What's that? Why should you get less kayach than your father? There's no reason for that. So, if the guy tines, he paid up, maybe he'll make then he'll be a shayla. Like we had even by a regular person comes to a star. If the guy pays up, maybe make him a shua. The Gemara before, our Papa says that. Adaf Memalev. But in any case, the Gemara Memalev cigar says over here that you make a shua there. Yeah. And God, there's Tosis there talks about this. But like upon him, yeah. Then, yeah. So back to our Gemara, so we have to get Rava Shmuel. So what does Rava Shmuel say? Rava Shmuel, remember over here, so now we're talking about Yisoyimim from Yisoyimim. And the lumdus is that just like the father, Reuven, would collect from the Yisoyimim of Shimon, he would have to take a shua also. Even though he has a shtar, he has to make a shua, so that's the chiddush of Yisoyimim. So here, as well, the Yisoyimim also have to make a shua from the Yisoyimim. And Rava Shmuel Damer Tevayu, Lo Yishonu El Shemes Malve Bechai Eloiva. This whole halacha is only good if the Mace Malva B'chayalev, which means Reuven died first, and then Shimon died. Ava Mace Loiva B'chayalev Malva. If Shimon died first, that means when Reuven was alive, the only way to acquire the money, even though he had a star, was to make a shua. So Kvar Neschayev Malva L'vnei Loiva Shua. Vein Odo Meirish Shua L'banov. Rashi explains, what does it mean Vein Odo Meirish Shua L'banov? Mamoin that you have, they only could acquire with a shua. You can't be Meirish that. Why not? Because you don't know. The shvua that Reuven would make is that I didn't get any payment. Now, the child does not know that, doesn't know that or not. He can make a different type of shvua, like Pekadano Abba, but it's a different type of shvua. And once there was a shvua, chal, on this money, the only way to acquire the money is with a shvua, so then, the only way to get it is only with that shvua, and since the servant can't make the shvua, they would not get that money. Rav Shmuel said, Bechidish. That the Yerushim of Reuven, if Shimon died first, then the Yerushim of Reuven will not be able to collect even with the shvua, because they can't make the same shvua the father made, and the only way the father could acquire that money was with that shvua. So the father cannot be merish, can't inherit, he can't give inheritance more than he has. And he has only a koyach to acquire that with a shua, and the kids cannot make that shua. So what do you see? So Zok Rashi, Alma ha-mechuyiv shvua, ve'ein yechayim li-shava, lo-izev lo-izev, neither one can make a shua in this case. Sviri le-rav shvua, chazra shvua le-svinai, ve'ein kan le-shvua le-parayim. He says, you see from here, that chazra shvua le-svinai, because over here, since the children of Reuben cannot make a shvua, so it goes back to status quo, and you cannot even collect anything over here. Which the Gemara is saying means he doesn't hold a mataych, which is a little bit problematic. Maybe we'll get back to that. But our kaponim, Rav Shmuel, say, Chazor Shmuel Asina. And that's the Rav Seinu Sheva Bavel. Rav Seinu Sheva Yisrael will be easier to understand. Rav Seinu Sheva Yisrael, we'll be able to go back to Rav Shmuel momentarily. Rav Seinu Sheva Yisrael, Rabbi Abba. Rav Seinu Sheva Yisrael is who? Rabbi Abba. Remember, we're looking for a case where both choshed, what's the halacha? Do you pay the money? The mikzas has to pay the part that he says that he parati or not? Right? We said, is it Chazor Shmuel Sinai or Mutaych Sheikh Shalom Shalom? So he said, Rav Shmuel hold Chazor Shmuel Sinai. Rav Seinu Sheva Yisrael, Rabbi Abba. Dahu Gavra, the chot of Nascha Mechavrei. There was a fellow who grabbed a bar of silver from his friend. Now, also came the Rav Ami, they came to the Bezdin. Yosef Rav Abba came, and Rav Abba sitting there. And the guy brought an aid that this fellow grabbed it from him. Now, if someone has aid in that he was holding on to something, and someone grabbed it from him, you know who wins? The one who's holding on to it, because he's called a muchzik. Anyone who's holding on to it is a chazaka, he owns it. So he brought only one aid, that's the only problem. He brought one aid that says that you grabbed it from me. Amalei, he says back, and you're right. I grabbed it, but it was my own thing that I grabbed. I grabbed my own thing. So Amar of Ami, Heichel Adainu Dainei Lahaidina. How should we pass over here? Name Elay Zoshlim, tell the guy who grabbed it, pay it back. Heichel Taisas, we don't have to aid him. Like a Trey Sadi, there's no two aid him that said that he grabbed it. Nifterei, say that he could keep it. Ikechad Sadi, that one aid said he took it. Name Elay Zoshtaba, swear that he didn't take it. Kivin Dama Mikhtav Khatu, since he agreed he took it, so he can't make a shua because he agrees to the aid. Have like a gazlin. Just like a gazlin can't make a shua because he's possible shua, this guy can't make a shua because he's agreeing to the aid. So we have here a case where the guy's holding onto the bar and saying it's his. He's not believed to say it's his if he knew he grabbed it, but we don't know he grabbed it. So if he didn't know he grabbed it, so then he's believed to say in Khatu, di Khatu. The problem is the aid echad who says he grabbed it. So now the aid echad saying you grabbed it, so you have to disqualify the aid. The problem is you can't disqualify the aid because you agree you grabbed it. So what do you do over here? Only Rav Abba have mechuyev shvua ve'en yochel shava v'chol mechuyev shvua ve'en yochel shava mashalom. He's chayev shvua and he can't swear. And anyone who's chayev shvua and can't swear pays, he has to give it back. So Rav Abba holds metoich. So Gemara says that'll be the same halacha by the chashud, the two chashudim. The guy who's moed the mixa, since he can't swear, he'll have to pay for the half that he said parati. So now we have Rav Shmuel and Rav Abba. Now, could Rav Abba hold of Rav Shmuel's halacha? For this question, you have to think. We say we'll go back to Rav Shmuel. So this is for those who want to think. Now, could Rav Abba hold of Rav Shmuel? So Chari could hold Rav Shmuel. What does Rav Shmuel Mishalim mean? It means that you want to pat yourself with a shua because you said you potter. Now you have a shua for that. So to prove the point, you have to make a shua. You can't make a shua, you pay. But the case of Yisayim and Yisayim, so what did Rav Shmuel say? That if the father was chayav shvua, so then he can't be merged those things. So you don't have to pay. So that's just very good, Rabbi Abba. Metoich shein chosava mishalom, which means he can't collect. So it actually stems very good. Rav Shmuel lach stems very good, Rabbi Abba. Who is chayav shvua there? Reuven the Malva's chayav shvua, and Reuven the Malva's children cannot make the shvua, so therefore they can't collect. So they're basically mishalom. So it stems very good, Rabbi Abba. What would be a lach for Rabbi Abba? Yeah, tell me, I want you to tell me, what's the law for your Baba? Metoich she'en yochol shav mishalim. So who pays? Who's chayav shvua? You know who's chayav shvua? The father. So he pays means he doesn't collect. So that's not what Rabbi Shmuel will say. So Mamash Nizra Rabbi Abba. The more bet is a Pella. Mamash Pella. And the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Raz both prove, actually in real time, that Rab Ami of the story of Rabbi Abba actually holds like Rabbi Shmuel. It's the first thing Martha Memchest like that. So it's even more straight. Haka holds like that. So both the Ran and the Rajva say that Echanami, that wasn't Mamash the Makar for Rav Shmuel that halacha. He says, I'm going to read you a Lashon Ran, four lines. Va'amrit loytal yahabaha, darab abba savalak hi kahi. the Kfar Neschayiv Malve, Karav Shmuel. He holds a Karav Shmuel. Umastisim Shvi Lechot Shvuel Mechuyiv Lo. Umashatam de Ksivna. So Yashloim Inechanami, the Ima Holo Iriel, the Nan Loy Trichen Rider of a Seinu Shiv above a Rav Shmuel. The Milsar Pshiti. We know that Rav Shmuel hold Chaz Shmuel Sinai, and then the Rav Seinu Shiv above. We just brought another halacha that stems with that. This is not the Makar. That's the way a lot of Rosh Hashanah learn. And this Shiloh that we're asking is a very big tumult. I in the Rosh Ba'arichas. You could also listen to Shas Illuminated for Rabbi Sorsha has a whole share on this. But Akaponim, it's a big problem, but that's the easy pshat from the Rosh Hashanah that we know Rav Shmuel holds that way, but not Dafka from the halacha of Lo Yishanu. Zoch to Gemara Vait. Omar Ravos. Now we have a machlokes over here in our Gemara. Is it Gesparatum here or from other places? We know the machlokes we have Matoich. Rav Shmuel says no such thing as Matoich. Matoich Sheikh Hashavah Mashalim. Rav Abba holds the is such thing as Matoich. So Omar Rava wants to be a riot to Rav Abba. Omar Rava, Kavosi, Rav Abba, Mastavra. It makes sense like Rav Abba. The Tony Rav Ami has a price like this. Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim. It says by Shemrim, Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, that you make a Shvua, and he makes a drosha. It brings a price as a drosha. Veloi Ben Ayarshim. There's no Shvua Ben Ayarshim. This is not talking about Dafka Shemrim. Let's say Marit the Mixas, whatever it is. It says Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, Veloi Ben Ayarshim. Now, what exactly is the case? What are we talking about? There's no Shvuas Marit the Mixas by the Yarshim. What are we talking about? Hey Chidom, that's the Rav Ami asks. You have a Brisa, it says a Miyat. Miyat on Yarshim. What are we talking about? Hey Chidom, Elaim with only Monola Abba Beyad of Yicha. If the story is, the Yarshim come over to the other Yarshim and say, by the way, your father owes my father $100. And the Yarshim answer back, Chamshin Islay. Chamshin, you're right, we owe 50, but Chamshin Islay, the other 50 I paid already. We paid, my father paid. So then, there's no Kshua, why not? That's a classic Moedah Mixas. Malihu Mali Avua, that's classic Moedah Mixas. There's a Tanis Bari, so why can't I make a Kshua? Elala, what's the story? The Amalei Monala Abba B'yadavicha. That the one Yarshim, let's see, Reuven's Yarshim, come with the Shimon's Yarshim, say, you know, you owe me $100. I'm like, Chamshi Yadana, 50 I know about. Chamshi Lo Yadana, 50 I don't know about. So you can't make a Shua on the Lo Yadana, you don't know. On top of him, Zayin on base. So what would be Allah if be a regular citizen? Then he would pay, because he can't make a Shua. And on that we say, but Lo Yarshim, Siyam Vishlomo, Oviv Kiai Gavna Mechayiv, the father's case is Chayiv, because Mitzvah Shech HaShem HaShalim, it's a crawl of the Gavi Yarshim. We need a pasuk to be Mayat Gavi Yarshim. Eli Amrit Oviv Kiai Gavna I Potter, but the father's case is Potter, because he can't make a Shua. So crawl Gavi Yarshim only. What do you pasuk for the Yarshim? Even the father's Potter such a case. Teretz is that we are saying that Mitzvah Shech HaShem HaShalim, but it's only on the father, not on the children. The children know the Mitzvah. And could be the svar is because they weren't supposed to know whatever svar will be, but it's got a pasuk. It's a miyat. Shvua Hashem tia beishneim velo yarshim. It's a miyat in the Torah. There's no mitoich on the children. Mitoich is a derais to gedin vice does, and there's no mitoich on the children. And therefore, this pasuk that says it's miyat obviously is a raya to Rav Abba that there's a din mitoich. So that's what we're holding right now. We have a raya from this pasuk. From that is Matoich, and we have to explain what does Rav Shmuel do with this pasuk? Rav Shmuel, Hai Shvuah Hashem, my Kadar Shabbay. What does Rav Shmuel do with this pasuk? Because it sounds like a riot to Rav Abba. But boy, look at Tanya, like the following brisa, which we had in the beginning of the parak. The time of the brisa, Shimon, it's got the beginning of the parak before. Look at Tanya, Shimon ben Tarfanaimer, Shvuah Hashem, Tia Ben Shneim, Melamech, Shvuah Chala Shneim. That this is a raya that we said that's terrible. It's a terrible unchim for people to make shua sheker, and even a shua emes, the whole world shakes. So it said, we made a drasha that this shua is chal Hashem, they both consider rishaim for the shua. Why? Because they caused the chal Hashem, both of them. And we learn that from this pasuk. Melamech shua chal Hashem, we had this drasha before, that's chal on both of them. That's what Rav Shmuel will do with this pasuk. Once we mention Shimon ben Tarfin, we're going to bring a few other drashas on Tarfin. Shimon ben Tarfin, Omer, Azara lo ikev achanoyef minayin. How do you know that someone who is an agent for znos, he like sets up people for znos, how do you know he has a lav? Tamalo le sinof, le sanif. Rashi says, was lo ikev achanoyef minayin, nas le apotropis, le hargiloi noshim leniyef. He supplies noshim leniyef, he has an iser loisinov, with darshan loisanov, he shouldn't set up znos. Then we have a pasuk which is in this week's parasha. It's a parasha. It's about this week's parasha of Shlach of Meraglim. Granted, this pasuk is in parasha's Devarim, but it talks about the Meraglim. It says in the pasuk, "Vateirognu ba'aleichem, vateimru besinas Hashem oisanu oitzionu meretz Mitzrayim losis oisanu biyada amoyri last ridenu." That the Yidden were complaining after Rav came back that you're going to bring us to Eretz Yisrael to get killed. Vateirognu. What's also teirognu? You ever heard such a word? Shimon Tarfon Eimer. The lashon comes from, it's like a lashon natrikan. Tartan viganisim. Tartan means you were meraglim, you meragl, you spied viganisim, and you made fun of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but all loy shemakim in his makim of his shechina, which is in Eretz Yisrael. Tiragu stands for tartan viganisim. It says in another pasuk, Adonar Agol Naparos, also a pasuk in Devarim. Why is the Paros called a big nahar? You know why? Because even though in Parashas Bereishis, it's the fourth of the four rivers mentioned in the Pasuk, the three rivers that mentioned in the Pasuk, there's the fourth one. The Pasuk says there are four rivers, there's Chidekel, and Pishon, and I forgot the other one, Bahart, but there's four rivers there, and the fourth river is Paras. So why is it called Gadol? It's the fourth best river. Why is it called Nahar Gadol? Shim and Tarf Neymar. Since Nahar Paros is next to Eretz Yisrael, so there's a saying, people say, that if you go next to a Meshuach, someone who is smeared with oil to be a Melech, and you touch him, some of the oil rubs off on you. So, Karav L'Gavir D'Hina, get close to someone who's oiled, Be'edim, you'll get some oil on you. Here also, Nahar Paros is next to, Nahar Paros is next to Eretz Yisrael, so something rubbed off on it. That's what's called Nahar Gadol. There is Shmuel Tana, Eved Melech is Kemelech. An Eved of a Melech is like a Melech, and therefore the same thing, that's why we're calling the Nahar Paros Nahar Gadol, because it's Samach to the king, which is Eretz Yisrael. So we have a few Joshua Shimon Bat Harfen, which came in Agav, but what comes out Lamaisa is Chazar Shvul Mekayim Bez Vechleikis. Does it mean Chazar Shvul is Sinai, or does it mean that Matech Sheikh Shalom Mashalim is Vechleikis, Amaroyim Vechleikis, Rav Vishmul against Rabbi Avraham?